Happy Monday, everybody. The Laurel and Hardy of Australian radio.
Some people say the Penn and Teller.
The what?
The Penn and Teller, the magicians.
Both of you can talk, at least.
Mm. Well, I talk more than Dave, apparently.
Well, I think it's because everybody wants us to disappear.
True. It's taken 10 years and we're still here, though.
That's very good. Yeah, it's proof positive that management doesn't listen, boys, is it?
Yeah, yep. Pretty much. Mate, fruit picking was a hot topic on your show this morning. I heard it on the way in this morning.
Yeah, well, it's again, because we're coming into your fruit season. You've got a strawberry farm up the road that's actually had to close down, and I find that absolutely just terrifying. It's so sad.
Yeah, well,
I think it's the fruit picking where people can actually go out and pick their own strawberries.
Yeah, but remember how Marg was saying, this is from Ballantyne's strawberry farm, folks, from Kaelin, saying that last year they couldn't find any backpackers at all. They couldn't get the work done. It's just ridiculous that the jobs are there, Luke, but nobody wants to go out and pick the fruit.
Well, the backpackers aren't really there anymore either, because they usually came from overseas. Not a lot of Australians even wanted to do it. Mm. And now they can't come here. And you've got mangoes coming. I spoke to a girl this morning, Danielle. She's from Gingin, which is outside of Bundaburg, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she said that just her observation is that she sees people who are on the dole sitting in hotels all day and they're not working. They'll proudly tell you that they're not working and they can't get the bananas picked. Have a listen to this.
Who picks the bananas, backpackers or locals?
Usually backpackers, yeah.
Why can't the locals who are on the dole do it?
Because they're sitting in the pub.
Because they're sitting in the pubs.
Yeah.
And they're on the dole.
Yeah. I go just for social because I don't really drink, but I see the same people every day, or not every day, but every week in, week out, and they're just waiting for their next money to come.
They're just waiting for the next dole handout, and they can't be bothered to pick bananas.
Oh, no.
How bad is that?
That is frightening, isn't it? Mm. I'm going outrageous today. If you are on the dole and you're able-bodied and you don't want to pick fruit, the dole stops. Are you with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, if there's jobs there, and because people on the dole quite often complain, and they'll be, I send resumes out and I do this and nobody gets back to me. Here's your chance to turn that around, get a job picking fruit.
I'd go even one step further. I'd say, yes, you stay on the dole, but at the same time, you get that extra money there as well if you're willing to go out and do it.
As an incentive, why not? Or a lower tax bracket, or it's some sort of incentive. Mm. But it's easy to criticise when you haven't walked in someone's shoes. So maybe someone this morning could ring up who has picked fruit, picked bananas, picked mangoes. Is it hard work and do you get paid fairly? What's the pay like? I don't know.
Yeah. Or are we just a bunch of lazy people, us Australians, you know?
And should the dole stop if you are able-bodied and you refuse to pick fruit? There's your question.
All right, 13-27-10. As always, Lukey, thank you. Thanks to powerpollen2.com.au.
Yeah, and that number is available at 7 o'clock every day. Don't ring now. There's no one there. Don't waste your time. But do it at 7, 1-800-147-009, Power Pollen, money back guarantee.
Thank you, Lukey. As always, we'll take your calls up in a few moments' time. Bon Jovi right now, rock's greatest hits here at Triple M.